then it could be as low as 5 degrees. Do you go sleeves or sleeveless?
Man, you know, you never wear sleeves, you know. It just shows a sign of intimidation or something, you know. It's going to be cold out there. Both teams are going to be cold. There's nothing you can do about it. But go out there and play your games, but no sleeves.
What are the tricks? Do you do anything to the arms? Do you put Vaseline on them or anything like that to keep them warm?
Man, you know, you got to pull out all the tricks, you know, to stay warm. That's the number one thing. As long as you keep the upper body warm, you'll be warm out there.
Do you hear any stories about how maybe your coldest game?
They said that, you know, I played in the second coldest game in history, in NFL history, you know. My second year, it was about negative 10 windshield, and I figured it can't get any worse than that.
How difficult was that game to play in that type of cold?
It was real difficult, you know. I mean, I think that was the worst game of my career, but like I said, both teams had to play in it. You know, you had to prepare yourself for it and get ready for it. There's nothing you can do about it but go out and play your football.
Do you remember what game that was?
It was the playoff game against Tennessee Titans.
Heard the weather forecast?
Yes, but nothing surprising. This is Denver. So after the negative degrees that I saw the other day, which was my first in life, I don't think anything can surpass that.
But how do you deal with that, or have you ever had to deal with anything as cold as it may be on Sunday?
Well, I just lean on the vets, the equipment staff, wear me some tights, some gloves, and try to keep moving.
I'm here to end the peer pressure. It's okay to wear some Under Armour if it's cold outside.
If I was sitting in the stands, yeah, it's all right. But no, but I'm not sitting in the stands, so it's not okay. But it's mental. I mean, after a while, your arms go numb anyway, so you don't even feel it after that.
It's never fun playing in the cold, but I think the teams that do the best go in with the mindset that it's not going to affect them. It's not going to affect their game plan. It's not going to affect how they play. So that's what we have to take into the game, just with a good, go in there with a good mindset. No matter if it's cold, rainy, snowy, whatever, we're going to play good football and win.
Do guys do different things as far as putting on gloves and maybe guys who don't wear gloves? Or is it more almost, even though it is physically straining, is it more of a mental thing? You can get over that, you're all right?
I think so. I think it comes down to just being mentally tough. And that's what the good teams do, you know, and that's how they win those games. And the bad teams, and they play bad in those conditions because they're not ready for them and they're not mentally tough.
I'm worried about you guys. Our players will be fine. We get used to it. I want to see how many guys will be down here pregame. Pardon me? Yeah, those hot chocolate will get a little cold. Those hot dogs up there in the press box will get a little bit cold. But I'm sure our coaches will fight through it as well as you guys. You know, I think it's dealing with the elements. You know, it's part of the game. I don't care if it's rain, snow. Hey, you know, it's how you handle things. It's more mental than it is physical. You know, if you say you hate the cold and you don't want to be out there, then it's miserable. If you're saying, hey, I'm going to handle it better than the opposing team, then the chances are you're going to handle it better than the opposing team. So I really don't get caught up in those situations. We talk about it before the season starts. We talk about it as it gets into these months. You know, who's tougher mentally to handle these situations? And Buffalo's not used to cold weather, so we've got a big advantage on them.